This one's got to happen.
In the basement of the Haynes Sheldon Museum, Sarah Delangova cranks a lever, parting a wall of gray metal shelves.
This is known as the archives room down here.
The archives are stacked with boxes of old newspapers, pamphlets, maps, photographs, and other materials from Haynes. People have perused these shelves to create exhibits and write books about local history. But right now, it can be difficult for researchers to find the information they are looking for.
As you can see here, we've got a lot of stuff that's not processed yet. There's 87 linear feet, which is the term we use for how much shelf space a box will take up.
The materials are part of collections that were donated over the years by various residents and groups in Haynes. With help from a grant from Museums Alaska, the Haynes Sheldon Museum was able to hire Delangova to organize the inventory for a few months. She worked as an intern for the museum a few years ago while completing her master's. This time around, her job is to sift through unprocessed materials and categorize them so researchers can navigate the archives.
The end product of a archival collection being processed is a finding aid, and part of doing a finding aid is writing a little, like, basically a little history project that will give a researcher who maybe thinks they might have some interest in it an idea of what's in there, how it was made, why it's relevant, like anything like that.
Most recently, Delangova processed a collection containing materials from Disney's White Fang, which was filmed in Haynes. The scripts, crew lists, notes, and memos were donated by Rebecca Redwine, who worked as a production assistant for the film. Part of Delangova's job is to highlight aspects of a collection that might interest researchers.
So as you're going through, you're also like, oh, this is really cool, make a note, and I'll like put that in the finding aid. It also depends on who's processing. And as researchers go through, I've had people, they'll be like, hey, do you know what this is? I'm like, no, I didn't. We'll put that in there. Like, it's really fun.
Delangova says she is drawn to archival work because it allows her to dive into subjects she never would have thought to research herself.
I was working down in Claremont at the Claremont Colleges, and we got a collection that was entirely about orange cultivation in Southern California. Knew nothing about it. By the time I was done, I knew enough to put together a couple exhibits and stuff.
Cool.
So it's really cool that what you get to find out working in archives.
People donate artifacts and documents to the Haynes Sheldon Museum regularly, and it can be hard to find enough space for the collections. But Delangova says it's nice to see people willing to share their history.
I think it's great that so many people want to donate their stuff too, that there's so many things from different people. But I don't know, in my experience, people are always like a little possessive about their stuff, but everyone really trusts the museum and it's wonderful to see.
Delangova will continue her archives project until the end of February. In Haynes, I'm Henry Leisha.